Good day, everybody. Good day. It is Friday, September 15, 2017. We're not done yet, so don't get cocky now. We've still got a long way to go. Got to finish the rest of the day. So today, going beyond the grind, going beyond a hustle, I want to talk about planning, continue my talk about planning, this time about achieving long-term goals. See, when it comes to weekly planning, most things are done with short-term results in mind. You know, that's it. I got to get this done by the end of the week. I got to get this done. However, be sure to incorporate some long-term items, some items in your weekly plan that have a direct impact on your long-term goals, not the short-term, the long-term. See, one day you're going to look back and say one of two things. Why didn't I work on my long-term goals a little every day? Or, I'm so glad and happy I worked on my long-term goals every day. Now I don't have to. I'm here. I made it. Well, it might not seem like it now. That long-term goal you want to achieve one day will eventually become today. Yes, that day, the due date, the day you said, this is it, this is when I want to achieve my long-term goals. See, in my case, and I'm going to share a little something with you, I'm going to let you in a little bit, I'm going to peel back the layer. See, in my case, I wanted to live like a millionaire by the time I was 45. I was being realistic, not say 35. No, I was being realistic. 45 sounded like a good thing. However, over the course of my adult working life, I have been fortunate enough to earn, you know, at least that much over the years. However, here I sit on the other side of 45, and, well, what have I got to show for it? Certainly not living the millionaire lifestyle, the lifestyle you see on the videos and the boats and the jacuzzis and the trips here and the trips there. No, that's not that millionaire lifestyle I'm not living. But that's okay. That's okay. See, I have what I have and I'm happy. I'm happy with the people in my life. I'm happy with everything I have. I'm happy with what I've achieved. So don't get me wrong. However, does this mean that I did not work towards my goals? It means that I allowed life to shape and influence my path and journey. Thus, I was not giving my long-term goals all the attention that they required on a daily basis, because it has to be a daily basis. You have to do it daily. Now, what I'm getting at is that to include not only something in your weekly plan, but something that will help you get to where you want to be in the long run. See, don't forget to include that something. See, make an effort to ensure that it is the right thing that you're doing. Saving money is the right thing. Not going out for coffee and spending $5, $6, $7, $8 on one cup of coffee. That's not the right thing. Now, if you're building a business relationship or you're fostering and growing a relationship, then yes, you have to invest in relationships. But make sure that it's more about the time and not the coffee. Make sure you're getting more value out of that time. Don't forget that. Make sure that your weekly plan is a well-rounded plan that incorporates what is urgent and important as well as what has the potential to become urgent and important if left unattended. See, also include those steps and actions, those action items that will help you achieve your short-term and your long-term goals. But make sure you at least get the stuff you needed to do done, but also put in some work. Put in some work. Lastly, I want you to know that the most important thing of all when it comes to making plans is to be sure to implement your plan. See, that's right. That's right. You put your plan into action. Because if you don't, then what have you got? So make your plan. Do your plan. Sit down. Put it in writing. Incorporate some short-term goals, long-term goals. Figure out what it takes. And then run with it. Make it happen. And when you're making it happen, don't forget to make today better than yesterday.